This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Bernard King Christmas Day game? They lost that game. So it's funny how we remember, like, these moments, but we forget who actually won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do.
Like, the Knicks won that game. Three-point revolution, that's great. You guys got to leave. Like, I left the bar pissed off that night. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the point, though. It's big. The moment was bigger than the game. I mean, Steph Curry's 11 for 14 and that, or 11 for 13, I should say, in 54-point game was bigger than the game itself.
Yeah, because he's changed basketball.
It mattered less that they lost that game. What mattered was that he created this image that kids want to now do.
No, you're right. It's just funny because when Bernard King, obviously I know about this from the past. I wasn't around for it. But Bernard King on Christmas Day scored 60 in a game against the Nets, the New Jersey Nets at Madison Square Garden. And it's like, oh my God, Bernard King, 60 points. The Nets won the game. That always makes me laugh. Like, doesn't the winner get to write the story?
Usually.
And in the case of the NBA, the answer is no, actually. It's, did you have an epic performance?
And it's been so long that I think that we forget this, and it's one of those what-ifs in basketball, but what if the Warriors selected Jordan Hill and Steph Curry has been a Knick the last, you know, X amount of years? Always that tie-in.
Did you fall into that trap on Twitter last night?
What do you mean?
There was a thing going around. I engaged in this. What is your biggest what-if in sports? And so I saw it, and I was like, oh, God, this is such a sucker thing, but I'm going to fall into it. And so I started thinking about it, and I was like, A-Rod to the Mets. That's my biggest what-if. But then it started expanding. I'm like, wait a second. That's not it. It's Kyrie Irving getting injured against the Bucks. Oh, wait a second. That's not it. It's Beltran not taking the 0-2 pitch from Adam Wainwright. Oh, wait a second. That's not it. What if Armando Benitez closes out the Yankees in game one, or Timo Perez runs the bases? So that's your biggest what if? Jordan Hill picked by the Warriors, you get Steph? Is that your answer?
Do you have one?
Because I have like five.
Like, who's thought of this? I gotta never think about it.
It's weird. There's certain draft picks. Sean, give me the name here. Who was the guy the Giants selected right after Jonathan Ogden? Like, there's just certain play. He stunk.
William Joseph?
No, I don't think it was Joseph. He was around for like a second or two. It's just one of those things where if the Knicks had Steph Curry, you brought up a lot of good moments there that I agree with you on, Evan. But this in a situation, think about where the Knicks would have been if Steph Curry. Now, they may not have drafted him. I have no idea. I don't remember back to
they would have drafted him.
You think so?
Yes.
Is that your biggest what-if moment?
Yeah, Tommy? I mean, Jordan Hill's nothing, and Steph Curry's one of the all-time greats.
Right.
Brutal.
Mine's easy. What if Trey Junkin hadn't dribbled the ball back?
Dude, I was going to guess you. I think I was going to guess that.
NFC wild card game against the San Francisco 49ers, and we'd kick that field goal and gone to Tampa and beat them.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get you. Do you think you guys would have won, though?
Yeah.
You would have gotten to the Super Bowl.
I think we would have gotten.
You would have beaten.
We were so good that year.
You would have beaten your brother, and you would have taken on the Raiders.
The Buccaneers were great against defending the pass, which is why they destroyed the Raiders. That's all they could do. I mean, think about that team. It was Tim
what's his name? Forgetting his name. He's a Hall of Famer. And Jerry Rice was on that team.
Tim Brown.
Like, they were, all they did was throw the ball. Even the running back, they threw the ball around the field. We would have run the ball down their throat.
That what if is so crazy.
Is that yours as a Giant fan?
Well, it is, but think about it playing out. Tiki retires possibly with a Super Bowl ring. Mm. His brother doesn't have one. But that's the last Super Bowl the Giants see because they ride it out with Kerry Collins and never get Eli Manning in 2004.
Point. That's a great point, actually.
That's a great,
it
great
does change
point.
History in a way.
Right. If Kerry Collins has a Super Bowl title.
He's still there. He's
only 31.
There's no way 2 years later they get rid of him.
It takes a lot of courage to get rid of a guy who won a Super Bowl for you a few years earlier.
Yeah, so that's the biggest what-if moment.
I like your what-if better than Tommy's, and I'll tell you why, Tom. Because you did something that I hate in sports. You made an excuse.
Mm.
And so what I mean by that is I was at that draft that night. Why I went, I still don't know. I needed to see the Nets draft Terrence Williams.
Mm.
But I was at the draft that night.
How long did he play?
Not that long. I thought he was going to be LeBron for a second.
Oh, God.
So I'm at the draft that night, and you see the way things are falling. You see Ricky Rubio go to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they followed up with Johnny Flynn, and you're like, what the hell are they doing? And then the Warriors take Stephen Curry. And then obviously, you mentioned it, the Knicks take Jordan Hill. Do you know who went right after? Like the guy you could have taken? No, you didn't get Steph, and that would have been the ultimate prize, clearly. But do you know who went right after Jordan Hill that you could have drafted? And I would argue, if you look at that draft, Steph Curry is number one. James Harden is probably number two.
Yeah, Harden definitely. Too.
The guy who's third is the guy I'm about to mention.
I don't think so.
So a very good player.
I think the guy who went first is better, but DeMar DeRozan went next.
Yes!
I think Blake Griffin was a better player than DeMar DeRozan, fine.
By the way, Blake's not playing anymore.
By the way,
DeMar still is.
Two out of the top three played on the Nets.
No, I know. Trust me, I know. Yeah. But wouldn't you also be mad at the Knicks that they didn't draft DeMar DeRozan, but instead they drafted a stiff like Jordan Hill?
Yeah.
Instead of thinking about the Warriors making the right choice, or really the Timberwolves screwed up, because remember, they drafted two point guards in Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. They could have drafted Steph. They're the ones that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should regret it more than anybody.
I mean, Flynn was great at Syracuse. He was horrible in the pros.
But you guys screwed up as my
point. No doubt about it. There was a stretch, a long stretch, and this is why the Knicks were so bad. If you go back to all their drafts and you see some of the players that were drafted right before their pick selection or right after, it'll drive you nuts. We would have basically an all-star team. if the butterfly effect.
Another guy in that draft, by the way, very good, still helping a team, is Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday, yep.
Yeah, they had some good players in that draft.
How is he still playing?
And he still plays, still can defend a little bit. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern, New York. How are you, Kendrick?
Kendrick, what's up?
Hey, guys. I remember that draft, Evan, also. That was the night that Michael Jackson passed away.
I know.
I remember that.
You are so right, man. Mm-hmm. I was outside of Madison Square Garden. I was with a friend of mine. We were having a drink. We found out the news, and you're right. That's a surreal. I think that's why I remember being at that draft, right, simply because we all got the shocking news of Michael Jackson dying. Good call.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. But I did want to call, and I actually do a 180 here and defend Mikal Bridges and the Knicks. But before I do have to take my one shot. I was thinking that the trend that you were picking up on last night, Evan, was the crowd seems to curry favor for the opposing teams a little bit towards the end of the night, and that's becoming a trend too at Madison Square Garden. So I'm just curious if they're concerned come playoff time if they will have home court advantage no matter where they play. But that's another story for another. You know, you brought up Jrue Holiday, and he's a part of Team USA, and as a basketball guy, I think, Evan, you're unfairly criticizing Mikal Bridges for accepting his role. Jrue Holiday, Derek White, guys like that, they made Team USA, a team made up of superstars. And sometimes you have to play your role the way the role needs you to play, and that might make you look different. So, like, Jason Tatum, he got criticized all summer because he never got the court because he played the same role that Durant or LeBron would play, so there was no reason to put him on the floor.
Right.
Mikal Bridges with Brooklyn was our guy. Mm-hmm. He was the alpha, or he was supposed to be an alpha, even though we can go on a tangent there. He was given the ball in crunch time. He was told to defend the best player. Now, his role is like the stability on the court. His role was that Iron Man in a Tom Thibodeau offense. His role is not to be the Hart, that's Josh Hart. It's not to be the man, that's Brunson and Cat. And so when he makes big plays at the end of games, whether it's against John Morant recently or Vucevic with the block or whoever else it might be, that's where he's supposed to be. So I think when you compare him, even though I love the fact that he's not living up to the expectations that some had, he is doing what he's supposed to do. And I do think we look at what they gave up and what the expectation was. Now,
but Kendrick, there are elements of, like, I get it. He doesn't have that same alpha role, but there are elements of his game that have diminished. Mm-hmm. A simple thing that really can't be displayed with a stat is fighting through screens. He doesn't do it on a consistent basis.
Right, so it's an effort thing as much as it is a production thing.
Yeah, like, and being asked to defend some of the better offensive players in the sport on the wing is a part of why he's here. Yeah. And he's had good moments, but he hasn't been good enough consistently. So there are aspects of what he's being asked to do that he's not doing well enough. And forget the picks. I'm actually going to be the one guy that says, you got to get it out of your mind. You got to forget how much guys get paid, and you got to forget how many picks they gave up. That's for me and Sean to have fodder about in our Nets community. But when you're actually talking about the team, you got to put it out of your mind because it's over. Those picks are gone. They're not coming back. Cat's getting paid a lot of money. It's not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to look at it as a player, what he's asked to do, and if he's doing well enough. Right now, he's not doing well enough, and he's got to be better.
Real quickly, you're going to have a little homework assignment since you like homework assignments?
Yes.
Okay, the night of that Steph Curry draft, the night Michael Jackson passed away, WFA and Archives, I want to know what the lead for Mike and Dog was the next day, because the next day is the Subway Series.
I'm going to guess the lead on Mike and the Mad Dog, the day after the NBA draft where the Knicks draft Jordan Hill, didn't pass on Steph Curry, Steph was before, the Nets forget they don't exist. Mets-Yankees later that day. This is 2008, right?
2009.
Oh, 2009. Okay, so first year at Yankee Stadium, Citi Field. And Michael Jackson's dead? I don't think there's any question. The lead is Michael Jackson.
Okay, interesting.
No question
in my
mind.
I vividly remember them talking about Michael Jackson like the entire show. Now, obviously, the day before, I think it broke during their show. Mm. So they spent the entire time on it. Obviously, you're talking about
Michael Jackson. That's right. It happened in the middle of the day.
Exactly. The next day might have been, water war baseball here. Can't run forever.
What would we do if that had happened?
Michael Jackson
died? We talked about Michael Jackson for the entire show.
If it happened in the middle of the show or the next day?
The next day, either one.
I think in the middle of the show, yeah, we would have talked about it.
Yeah,
for a considerable amount of time, yeah.
And Farrah Fawcett died the same day.
Is that true?
Yeah.
See, we forgot. At least I forgot.
And quickly, starting pitchers for Mets Yankees the day after Michael Jackson died.
Was the game at Citi or Yankee?
Well, let's see my Mets Bible.
That would make you remember it.
Yankees Mets at Citi Field.
AJ Burnett for the Yankees.
No.
I guess that must have been the next day.
CC Sabathia versus Mike Pelfrey.
Really?
The Yankees win 9-1.
I don't think in 2009, other than the Luis Castillo game, I remember anything about the Subway Series in 2009.
A-Rod homer to the game.
Very nice.